widths of streets, the widths of sidewalks, the length of streets, the width-height ratio within the street, that's all critical information as we design mixed-use development. Walkability is a huge issue for us. It has to feel walkable, and it has to live walkable. Maybe more important than any of those things is the experience. It's got to be fun. Mixed use is fun. We want people to come to Pinecrest and experience it, even if they're not shopping that day, even if they don't work there, if they don't live there, they're not a hotel guest. We want them to be there, and they will want to be there. I don't think anybody's unfamiliar. Just to refresh our memories, that's the current site boundary. Things changed there. This was a previous scheme that you probably remember. This is in the real estate language. This is what's known as a power center. The one that was previously designed, a set of big boxes lined up in a continuous strip, a sea of parking in front, not much in the way of common space or experience involved. There was a hotel out there on Harvard Road, grocery store. The only difference in the parcelization that you see there is that this scheme included the Super 8 Motel site. Tom, if you can go on to the next slide. This is the current plan. You can see in the lower left-hand corner there that Super 8 site is no longer included. So this is what's known as a Main Street scheme. It, in a lot of ways, is a classic model of retail success in the way it's laid out. It's sometimes referred to as a dumbbell in that there's two anchors at either end of the north end of the site, the cinema, the south end is a proposed gourmet grocery store, and the middle, the variety of small shops, inline spaces, and office, hotel, and residential. I mentioned that dimensions are important to us. This is a compact streetscape. The width between buildings on the main street varies between about 75 to 85 feet. It's not consistent. It moves in and out a little bit. That's perfect. That is a great size. That's a great ratio width to height. The length of the street from that first roundabout south up to the cinema is about 1,250 feet, and that too is perfect. We want to keep the length and the walkability of the street within a 5-minute walking radius. And 1,300, 1,400 feet is about as long as you can go in 5 minutes.
And Keith doesn't know this because he wasn't at the last meeting, but I want to make sure we point out a couple of differences in this plan as it continues to evolve from the last time we were together. One of them is the median that was in the middle of the street has now been eliminated because in RTKL's vast experience and an experience since we're hearing back from the merchants, they created too vast of a space between sort of storefront to storefront. So we want to make it more intimate so that the shopper can, you know, be walking across one side of the street and say, oh, gee, there's something I want to go to the other side of the street, or there's my friend, I want to go say hello. So by removing the median in the middle and pushing some of that space onto the sidewalks, but frankly pulling the buildings a little closer, it has the benefit of making this a more intimate and social enterprise. This is probably more nuanced than anything else, the other significant, significant change on this plan from the previous one is the I wouldn't call it a cul-de-sac, but the radial, the traffic radial that is on the far south side of the plan. It's been moved one block south. It used to be sort of between the buildings, but for reasons that Keith could speak to, made a little more sense to move that to the south. Those are the two major, there's a bunch of other sort of minor changes, but those are, I think, from a planning commission standpoint, since we presented on November 4th, I wanted to point out those were probably two of the more significant updates and modifications. And as we talked about in the past, until we finalize and put in for a building permit, there's going to be some further refinements that are driven by merchants, that are driven by better design ideas, that are driven by feedback from you all. Which we very much look forward to, but I did want to make sure we mentioned those two clarifications.
Great. Thanks. have begun a shared parking study, and shared parking analysis is a very smart trend that's happening in the mixed-use development world right now. The old days where you provide a certain number of spaces based on use are gone. That ends up being a waste of space, unwise use of real estate, and smart developers are not doing that anymore. What we are doing is looking at counterbalancing contrasting uses. For instance, on a weekday, office parking needs will be great. People will be driving to the office building and parking all day. But during the weekday, cinema parking needs will be small in the 8-5 period. The weekend is the opposite. Cinema parking needs are great. Office parking needs are almost non-existent. So you have to look at those kind of counterbalance needs across an entire week to determine what the real true number of parking spaces is. And we believe that 2430 is a generous but not wasteful amount of parking. And as we develop the parking study a little bit further, we'll have hour by hour and day by day figures on what the parking needs will be.
And I think the one of the things to point out as it relates to the parking is we had provided some of that shared parking analysis with Mr. Hart before the last meeting. Mr. Hart has done kind of his own calculation of that, and I think the thought is, David, that following this meeting that we would start to compare notes to see where we have gaps and where we can improve or where we're overparked. So rather than get into that detail on this one, we've listed the provided parking, but we'll have to work on the shared parking directly with you.
Okay. Again, nothing's changed with the landscape design for the mound.
Yeah, this was submitted. This was submitted, and it was modified from the original mound landscape plan. We worked closely with the residents of Waterford Court and their landscape architect. There was an extensive tree study done to make sure that we're trying to preserve as many trees as we can in that mound, that buffer area. But this was a product of those discussions and was submitted as requested from the November meeting. I can speak to these quickly.
Sure.
This is the existing drainage map for the site. This is identical to what was included in the last vision book. The proposed drainage map has been updated by our good friends at NEF. It now includes our this revised PDP site plan has now been dropped into this particular plan. And as I said, we are also filed Mr. Hart's certification from NEF that the stormwater and the drainage is sufficient.
I won't go into the text on the design intent. Rather show some pictures that describe things in a little bit more visual way. Proposed material selections representing really authentic, durable materials. There's going to be wood, timber involved, a variety of stone, both dimensional, cast stone, steel, glass and aluminum, masonry. Can go to the next one. And some of those materials will show up in signage and pavilions as well. We're showing some experience images here too. Mixed use is all about kind of blurring the distinction between public and private spaces. You see some of those images of people sitting around inside a tavern, for instance, but with the windows open. We like the idea of being able to use operable windows and doors to blur that distinction between public and private.
Something that came up in November. Something that came up in November.
Absolutely. I don't see that there is a front and a back to this project. There is a lot of fronts, and we need to look architecturally at the design of the west elevation just as carefully as any other surface.
And that will be four-sided architecture on the western side of Main Street for that reason. And as you see, I think when we get to the 3D model, as that model starts to come more into focus, that will be a really good tool for us to show you how that western elevation.
There's only so much you can do. Delivery trucks are still going to be here.
Right. Hopefully they're not there too often. They'll be there in small windows.
A lot
center, this is probably the most active and engaging of the spaces. There's a lot going on here. As I mentioned, the irregularity we love that having a little slow traffic come through with Main Street. There will be valet parking along that driving surface. We like the idea of continuing the paving material across the road to increase the perception of the size of the space. There is both green space in the form of turf panels as well as hardscape there. There's shade structures. Like all great spaces, there's a lot of stuff happening. It's framed on all sides with uses. The cinema above with restaurants below, office above with retail below, and a entertainment use there at the lower right-hand corner. So we think there's going to be a lot of activity going on, a lot of amenities. That stair structure in the upper left is a huge thing for us. Anytime you can introduce vertical movement in a space, that's a good thing.
Can you talk a little bit about the relationship between the plaza, the theater, and then the rear parking lot? So why would you come down this
way? Sure. There is a significant grade change between the plaza level and the parking to the north of the cinema. There's about an 80-foot grade change there. And so we need to provide a way, an easy way, an intuitive way of traversing that grade change. And what we've shown there, the label number one is a kind of a fancy sphere, actually. It's not just single run of steps with a landing in it. It's a number of terrace levels. It's generous in size. It's a place that people are not going to use just to get from one level to the other, but they're going to hang out on it a little bit, like the Spanish Steps. In Rome, we've introduced spaces, broad terraces, greenery within that sphere. So it's not going to surprise me at all if office workers take a break and bring their sandwich out on a nice day and sit on the steps. It gets great solar orientation. The direction of the sun is perfect for this space. So we like that stair as a way of energizing the entire space.
And given the size of those platforms that you just referenced, it can also duplicate as a stage or performance area. So for whether that be public or private events, it will give you enough space. There's enough space on those landings to really provide an additional entertainment space.
Right. And at grade, we do anticipate there's going to be a lot of restaurant entertainment uses. There's going to be outdoor dining probably on all edges of that space. And here's an early sketch of what that space could be like. As you can see, cinema in the background there, perhaps the paving pattern continuing across the street, a little slow traffic going through there, number of shade structures, and in the far background you can see the office space on the right with a stair kind of sneaking up between cinema and office building.
This is a good time to remind everybody this is not architecture. It's a massing study. Just goes to show you how the buildings scale up as compared to how they sort of meet grade. So whether you like the look of the building or not, these are just there so as placeholders to give us a sense of how big the buildings are in relationship to what's going on at the ground more than anything.
Okay, right in the middle of Main Street, another public space. This is a little bit more modestly scaled. Does a lot of interesting things for us. It provides good sightlines between retailers where you see that number five across from each other. There's proposed planting beds alongside that space. There's a roundabout there that serves a lot of functions. That is where the entrance to the hotel will be. So the roundabout provides access to a drop-off area for the hotel as well as access to the parking deck. It also allows traffic to go through the street or take a left into this medium-sized space, which may have, and again, uses are not determined at this point, but on the west end of that space, there could be a restaurant, and if so, those terrace areas labeled number seven could be outdoor dining spaces as well. This is looking down the street towards Harvard Road, and as you can see, there's a prominent hotel corner on the left there. Three levels of hotel, residential in the background. Again, we love that scale. Three levels above a level of retail is perfect. You feel width of the street, 75 to 85 feet, compared to the height of the buildings, is just wrong.
Does that really represent the 75 feet across that we've got?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and at the north, south end, as you just enter the site, we have another roundabout. Again, it's both efficient from a traffic movement point of view and ceremonial. This roundabout makes it evident that you're entering a special place. It's, we've laid
rebates from them and send them.
Thank you.
Not a problem. So this is what we might call the south gateway to the project. You can see the balance between the west side, which is all retail shops, and the east side, which is retail at street level, with a variety of massing that represents the residential, the program, and deeper down the street, the hills, and finally the cinema. Here we're moving up the street, we're getting a glimpse of what might feel like to live here, again, this room in.
So that's a balcony of the residential and retail below.
Exactly, we are using the retail roof as an amenity for the residential component of this project. Again, another view of the street, you can have a full sense of the richness, the skyline of this, east side of the development. Now we're moving north of high level and moving on the street. This is basically a defining, if you will, image of what this environment will look like.
And again, what you're supposed to be gleaning from this is scale and the relationship between the street and the buildings, the relationship between the retail and what's above it. But not, you shouldn't be taking anything away from this in terms of how the storefronts are articulated, how we're using color, whether or not we're using awnings, how the buildings are designed, or any of the design on the buildings. That is all right now just bland and blank so that we can all understand the massing first. This is you're seeing a point in the process, nowhere near the end point.
However, the elements that we define here actually are going to be part of the final environment.
Absolutely.
In other words, we are suggesting here that this is not going to be just a shaved off two walls facing each other. It's going to be a lot of light, wayfinding elements, banners, awnings, signage, all of that, where the landscape will participate in reaching this experience. Almost reaching the sidewalk on the east side, and you can see on the left a little more contemporary suggestion, contrasting with the masonry, more treated, if you will, speak more in the history of treatments, or more masonry and steel past the history. This is a quick sense of what it might be in this vehicle. So you have all these layers of convenience crowding in each other, offering actually lifeblood for this development to live 24/7.
Are those, again, look at the detail, maybe it shouldn't be, but the balconies that are shown there, are those like small projections, or are those actual setbacks that somebody can sit on?
It's, as you can see here, again, this is not definitive, but the suggestion is being made here with confidence that you will want to actually participate into the outdoors anywhere you are. Whether that's going to be like a French door with a very shallow individual little balcony, where there will be a terrace where you can put a table or a barbecue or a grill, these things are suggested here.
But Councilman, to your point, not only will we try and move the articulation of the facades forward and backward a couple feet or more for an opportunity to create outdoor spaces, but even within the frost slab at grade, we're going to move the articulation of the storefronts out and back, maybe as much as 18 inches to give, to dehomogenize sort of the scale of the whole first floor. Because at the end of